With us right now, State Representative Katrina Shanklin from Stevens Point. The issue of the DNR awarding a $500,000 grant to help expand hunting and fishing was controversial from the start, and then it got even more so with the new knowledge of a couple of letters from the federal government. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, we have a letter dated from June 3rd and another letter dated June 18th from the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service informing the DNR that with this $500,000 grant, we would not be eligible for $28 million in federal funds and would not be in compliance with federal law through the grant. And this information was broken yesterday by the Journal Sentinel, and we were just finding out that members of the legislature had no idea that this letter was sent to the DNR. It appears that the Walker administration failed to do their due diligence in informing all members of the legislature of this issue, specifically members of the Joint Finance Committee, who voted to approve this $500,000 grant without knowing that we would be losing $28 million in funds.
Yeah, $500,000 at the risk of $28 million seems like pretty bad math.
Absolutely, and it's just incredibly irresponsible that this government agency didn't inform the members of the legislature. So I think a lot of people are very shocked right now.
So the letter from the Department of Interior is addressed to Matt Maroney, who's the Deputy Secretary of DNR. Has he had any comment or even an apology to the legislature at this point?
At this point, I haven't heard from anyone, and I've been demanding an apology for weeks on this issue because Wisconsin taxpayers deserve to have their money held in good stewardship and by members of government who properly vet the situation. And we've seen the situation stink from day one. The organization that received the grant, first of all, weren't qualified. Second of all, had violated law in the past. And then, of course, didn't have tax-exempt status when they misrepresented themselves that they did. So a lot of people are very unhappy.
And then after all of this is when these two letters come to light, and now you've got basically the entire legislature upset about it on both sides of the aisle.
I would agree. I think this shows that they deliberately obfuscated and prevented information from coming to light in the legislature. And if we are going to act on behalf of the public with the public's trust, we need to be fully equipped with information that other branches of government, other members of government, and the DNR should be prepared to give to us at all times. How can we act without being fully furnished with information that governs our decisions? So I think this isn't over. As a member of the Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage Committee in the Assembly, I'll be following this issue very closely, and at the very least, we need an apology.
Now, it appears that the state was saved this time because the grant of $500,000 eventually taken away. It's not going to go out. But I would imagine that you and several other legislators are going to be asking a lot of questions about how can it get this far without getting picked up.
Absolutely. And that's a concern that I have with all legislation now. When we're voting to fund something through the budget or voting on other allocation issues in the future, I deserve, and so does the public, to know any information regarding access to federal funds, access to state dollars. And this just shows not only has our trust been violated, but in the future, we're going to have to be even more diligent in demanding answers. And I'll continue to demand an apology for Wisconsin taxpayers and sportsmen as well.
Now, it appears, tell me if I'm wrong here, but from the letter from James Hodgson from the Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Programs at the federal level, it appears that if it were only state dollars, it could have legally been done without endangering those federal dollars. But since this would also involve some license fees that go out and come back from the federal government, that's where the violation would have been.
Yeah, and you'll notice that when Walker vetoed those federal funds, he made sure that it was just state funds, but he never disclosed why. So if you read his veto message, you'll see this was all, you know, collaboration, and now they're basically trying to pass it, pass the blame on to the legislature. But you'll see lawmakers on both sides of the aisle who are outraged on not having received that information.
Do you expect this to come up soon in a committee?
it better. We'll keep on asking those questions, and I'll keep on bringing it up. And I know Assembly Democrats on the Natural Resources and Sporting Heritage Committee have already asked tough questions, and will continue to do so.
And what kind of feedback are you hearing from some of your colleagues in Joint Finance?
I think they feel completely aghast that this happened. They also feel very offended by it, and we know that the situation needs to be rectified.
Anything you want to add?
I've spoken with a lot of members of the sportsman community, and I would say unilaterally they're very upset about this issue, and they deserve better.
Now, if I also remember right, there are other sportsmen's organizations that could do much the same project that this grant was intended to do.
Right, and the grant was written in the budget such that only one group would qualify. I think in general we're going to have to do a lot of work to thoroughly vet the way that these agencies manage themselves, and perhaps it's time to look into further oversight measures.